Welcome to another inspirational message from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Tonight, again, on behalf of our church and on behalf of our graduates and their families, I want to thank you for being here. This is the moment that I get to say something to you about you, graduates. So these other folks just get to listen. But this is about you. This is to you. This is something that I sought God for. This is something that I ask Him if He would bless me with something that would help you and take you on a new adventure. Because tonight, it's my chance to help you launch into your next new adventure in life. You guys know that you're graduating, but, you know, you can't know what waits ahead, but I'm going to tell you it's good. I'm going to tell you that God has a plan for your life. But more than just a plan and more than just the potential that you have, tonight I'm going to challenge you to open up your heart, your mind, and see if you can take what I'm going to say tonight with you in whatever adventure, whether you are remaining here in Southeast Texas, going into the workforce, off to a college or a university, wherever, Andrew. You know, I graduated high school and did what you are doing. I went to the Air Force for 6 years. They are all wonderful adventures, you know, and whatever the adventure you have, there are some things you need to know in order to be successful. And tonight, I'm praying that you'll just open up your heart. We're going to begin with Ecclesiastes chapter 3, just to lay a foundation, simply to reinforce things that you have heard since you've been going to church here. Some of you a short time, some of you a long time. And, Owen and Preston were talking about how long they've been here. You've been made to come to church here your whole lives. And I'm so glad. And, Cole wanting to go into the ministry, my goodness, you know, when he came over there and took a picture a moment ago, Cole said, "This is the best part of my night, getting to have a picture." I thought, man, you know, you're going to make a good preacher or politician one, you know. And Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1 lays a foundation of consideration for us. It's very simple, and you've heard it before. It simply says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And there is a time. There's just a time in life, a special time that we're at today, a time in your life that you'll look back on in years to come and realize that when people tell you that, you know, those were the greatest years of your life, you'll smile and you'll remember them, but no way. Okay? You are headed for the greatest days. You are on your way to something that you can build, something that is yours by design, something that you can put together block by block, brick by brick. I am a testimony of what you can do with a life, just doing it one day at a time, one step at a time, one decision at a time. And I'm here tonight to tell you that your life is changing. Number one, life is changing. Life is changing for you. It's a good thing, you know. And by the way, it's going to change. It's going to happen with or without your permission, so you may as well go with it. All right, things are going to change. Life is changing, and I encourage you, as I said, to make the most of it. Why? It's time. It's time for your life to change. Your life is changing because it is time. There is a time for everything. There is a season for every purpose. And you may or may not feel ready. Some of you feel perhaps even overconfident, and some of you less than confident. You'll experience these ups and downs, and you'll wonder, where do you fit? You know, I remember on my mother's 60th birthday, that I took her out to eat, and she made a comment to Brenda and I when we were celebrating her 60th birthday. She said, "I've always felt this same way. When I was 17, I feel like I do right now." And Brenda said to her, "I'm sorry." You know, she was saying, "I'm sorry you felt that way all of your life." No, she was talking about how young and how, you know, amazing it is that life, you know, I wonder sometimes, why am I the leader, the preacher? What qualifies me? Where, you know, how did I get here? You know, everyone does. Life is changing, and life does not need your permission to change, because life changes when it's time. You can have confidence that when it's time to change, change will be good. Some things are just expected to happen in a set time of life. You know, birth. There's a set time, within a set time, you were expected to be born. Okay? It wasn't a surprise that you were going to be born. And there was a time that expectation was well within reason, and it should have been done, and it was right, and it was the time. And, you know, there was a time that you went to first grade, you know. There's just a time. There's a time when it's right to drive. You start driving. There's a time when it's not really good to start driving. And then there is a time when it's right to start driving. And then, you know, all these things. Graduation from high school, for most looking forward to a time when it's right to get married or to raise a family or to get a job or to, you know, it's just a right time to get a house. It's just a right time. Responsibilities increase, and, you know, and one day, even though it may look like it'll never happen, there'll be a right time for you to retire, and life will change. Life is supposed to change. Things change when it's time, and it's time for some things to change in your life. Embrace it. Don't worry about it. And for goodness sakes, change with the time. Change with the times. Specifically, I refer to the times like graduation. Next year, let me encourage you, don't show back up at high school. They don't want you there. And no matter how much you might feel out of place or lost or wish you could see your friends again, I'm sorry, but that time is over. Deal with it. Change with the times. And for goodness sake, when you get married, you're no longer single. Change with the times. Okay? It's right. It's reasonable. When you get a job, change to whatever time the job requires you to be there. Okay? I suggest you show up early. You know, we must change. We must be properly prepared in life so that we are ready to change because it's time. The second thing that I would tell you is that life is filled with tests. Just, you know, you imagine, wow, I've finished high school, or I'm finishing up. Maybe I have, you know, a few more tests to take, or maybe I've finished my test. Woo, that's over. I'm sorry. But life is filled with tests. The next adventure will be filled with tests. That's just the way life is. There will be continued tests in every new adventure of life. Life is much like school. You're just going to join class with another group of people, whether it's in the workforce or university or some other adventure of life. You are just joining a class with another group of people. You will read, you will observe, you will listen, you will be taught. Wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever adventure you're in, it's going to be the very same cycle. You will need to pay attention because there will be a test. We are always on our way to our next test, and if we will listen and observe do things like we should, then you're going to pass those tests. And if you don't pass those tests, guess what? You get a chance to do it again. That's life. It's not a whole lot different than high school. it's not a whole lot different than elementary. Your next adventure will require you to listen and learn, observe, embrace, take the test, pass the test. And do you know, if you don't pass the test, as I said, you get to take it again. But if you continue to fail it because you're not prepared, you know what you're likely to do? You're likely to drop out. Don't drop out. Don't drop out of, you know, the workforce. Don't drop out because someone's given you a test and the test is hard. You know, if you drop out, believe me, one day you'll want back in and you'll face the very same test. So I would encourage you to remember there are only two things that you need to pass every test. Okay? Just two things. And you've got this. You really have. Number one, you need to know the correct answer. And you get that by studying, observing, listening, paying attention. Same thing as high school. That's what you'll need to do at university. That's what you'll need to do in work. That's what you'll need to do in military. You know, I tell people going to the military, three things, you know, show up, number one. Number two, do what you're told. Number three, don't volunteer for anything. Okay? But it's just going to continue to revolve. You know, and it's time, and time changes, and you have a family, guess what? You're going to need to listen. You're going to need to observe. You're going to need to, you know, same thing. There will be tests. But you can pass the test. Why? Because you can know the answer. Two things it takes to pass every test. Number one is to know the correct answer, and number two is to apply that answer, to correctly apply that answer. You can know what 2 + 2 is, but if you don't write 4 down on the paper, you'll fail. You have to correctly apply the answer. And good news, you can know the answers before you even know the questions, because the Bible is the answer key. It really is. It gives you, you know, a foreknowledge. It gives you principles of life. Principles that you can carry with you through your next adventure and all the way through the rest of your life. Principles like, you know, don't lie, don't cheat. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. You can have principles before you have problems. We need to make sure we have principles before we have problems. So study the answer key. You can do this. I have passed so many tests in life from having studied the answer key. I'm talking about government tests, actually. Okay. You know I'm a licensed auctioneer with the state of Texas, authorized by the USDA to even auction off animals? I carry the license. I have to, you know, do my CEUs every year. I have to go back to school every year, you know, for the last, I don't know, 25 years. Do you know how I passed that test? It's a hard test. I studied the answer key. Why? Because they published it. I'm a multi-engine instrument rated pilot with 2,000 hours of pilot and command time. Do you know how I got those ratings? I passed the test. How did I pass the test? I knew the answers. They published them. I studied the answers, and I went on a weekend and took the test. Boom! I mean, if you're going to publish the answers, how silly is it to imagine that someone wouldn't pass? That would be my own fault. The answers are published. You can do this. You really can. Okay? You can do anything. Anything. I passed several tests in the military and got some wonderful jobs. Why? Again, guess why? Because they published the answers. The average time for one promotion was 7 years. I got it in 2 years and 8 months. I was competing with people who had been trying to get it for 20 years. Why? Because they published the answers. That's what changed my life. Is God published the answers. He published the answers to my questions before I even knew the questions. You can pass the test. Just correctly apply the answer. A third thing is, success in life is simple, but it's not easy. Success is simple. Study the answers, correctly apply them. It's simple, but it's not easy. Don't think that it's easy, but it's doable. You can do it. So I leave you with five proven steps to success. Oh, and we're early. We're going to get some cookies here in a minute. I hope. Number one, work hard, guys. There's no substitute. Number two, take acceptable risk. Step out there. Take a risk. Acceptable, calculated risk. Don't be foolish. But take acceptable risk. Try it. Come on. Try something new to eat every time you go somewhere. Why not? Why not? You might find something you love. Take acceptable risk. Work hard, take acceptable risk. And when you need it, and you will, get help. Get help. Ask for help. Don't feel like I'm the stupid one because I don't know. Nobody knew when they passed that juncture. Ask. Get help. Ask for help. Don't be shy. Don't go it alone. The Bible says two are better than one. That's one of the answers to the test. Okay? Ask for help. Number four, try it again. Try again. You know, sometimes the next time is the best time. That's the way it works. Just because it didn't work last time doesn't mean next time won't work. Sometimes next time is the absolute best time. You need great patience for retrial. Try it again. Work hard. Take acceptable risk. Get help. Try it again. Try again. And then don't forget, help others. You know what we've been saying here at Church on the Rock since before you were born. Make a living, make a life, and make a difference. You have to make a living. You really need to build a life. But God forbid you spend your whole life climbing a ladder only to realize that it was leaning against the wrong building. Make a difference. Invest in others. Invest in others. You'll be glad you did. There's a time for everything. The Bible says there's a season for every purpose under heaven. Don't forget. It's just time. It's not the last time life is going to change on you. But you can do this. He published the answers.
Thanks again for joining us for another encouraging word from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.